这一节我们继续看十二章。
In this session, let us continue to study the chapter 12.
十二章最后一段就是日伯，在讲述神的智慧能力，还有魔力。
And the last part of large portion of chapter 12, Job is proclaiming the wonderful wisdom of God and how he trains people.
真是呀，不是他的朋友还不了解。
And these are the things his three friends could not understand at that time.
日伯所观察到、了解到的比他们更深入。
What Job had observed and what Job had experienced is much more in depth.Than his three friends.
那么十三章呢？日伯对他们说。
So starting in chapter 13, this is what Job said to them.
前面我讲过这些，让你知道我了解的比你更多。
All these things I have told you is to for you to know that I have experienced much more in depth than you are.
因为这些我经过他耳朵分辨。
And my ears have heard and I understood it.
那接下来看第三节。
So let's take a look at verse 3.
第三节，日伯说：“我真要对全能者说话，我愿与神理论。”
But I desire to speak to the Almighty and to argue my case with God.
意思就是说，我的事情呢，只有跟神谈才会清楚。
So what he meant is that the matter that he is confusing him, he can only get an answer straight from God. So he has told his three friends about his issue, about his problems, but they could not help him. So if he continued the conversation with them, it would just get more and more confusing. So in verse 4 it says, you are worthless physicians, full with lies, all of you. So because they come up with lies such as you have sinned, or it must be the case that your sons or daughter have sinned. These are lies. They made these false assumptions and to talk to Paul and to talk to Job in this manner. They assumed that Job has sinned, so that's why he received the punishment from God. Therefore, God is righteous. They have tried to encourage Paul to repent.So they have used the wrong medicine, therefore they are worthless physicians. A physician is worthless, he has two characteristics. One is that he did not understand the symptoms, did not understand the situation of the patient, and that he gave wrong medicines. So now that Job has come to understanding his three friends are worthless physicians, there is only one request that he has for them. If only you would be altogether silent. And it would be your wisdom. So it's very clearly that what he wants to say here. In the Proverbs, there is a phrase.If a foolish man stopped talking, then that would count as his wisdom. And this is what Job replied to his friend. Because the foolish man, they say, I don't understand this issue. And when you listen to other people, just nod your head and agree with them and try to absorb.Then people on the side, they would think that you are full of wisdom because it looks like you understand what they are speaking of. even though you do not, that person did not understand. But other people did not know that. They would perceive him as a person full of wisdom. But if this foolish person starts to speak, then right away people realize that this person is without wisdom. This is the word from the Proverbs. So Job encourages friends with the Proverbs. If only you'd be all together silent, for you that would be wisdom. Hear now my argument. Listen to the plea of my lips. He's not trying to argue with his three friends. It is not trying to have his plea heard by men. He would like to argue with God Almighty. Will you speak wickedly on God's behalf? Will you speak deceitfully for him? It appears that the three friends stand on God's side and try to rebuke Job. So they hard-pressed Job with the righteousness of God. And they thought they are as righteous as God himself. But Job was able to see through their true identity. You thought you speak righteous for God, but you're actually speaking wickedly on God's behalf. Because God is not like how you describe him to be. Will you show him partiality when you argue the case for God? Would it turn out well if he examined you? So Job is trying to remind them. Could you deceive him as you might deceive men? He would surely rebuke you if you secretly show partiality. Would not his splendor terrify you? So Job is trying to remind them here. Your maxims are proverbs of ashes. Your defense are defenses of clay. The three friends try to use a lot of proverbs to encourage Paul, Job. But they use the proverbs of ashes. It is worth nothing. It's no value at all. Your defenses are defenses of clay. Yes, no defense power cannot stand against any type of attack. It's just like saying they are worthless physicians. So Job asked them to keep silent and let me speak. Let me come to what I mean. Allow me to speak. No matter what happens, let me come to what I mean. Job is a person who holds up responsibility for his own doings. So continually he says, I will take a full responsibility for my share, and please do not bother with my affairs. Because you do not understand me. Only God's the one that knows me. So he would like to bring his case to God. This is what Job is trying to tell his friends. So there are two things that Job asked. Let's take a look at verse 20. Only grant me these two things, O God. These are the two requests that Job has to
God.
As long as you give me these two things, then I will not hide myself from you. Then Job will be able to stand in front of God. The first thing is withdraw your hand far from me. It is to take away the suffering from
me.
And the second thing is, and stop frightening me with your terrors. This is to give him peace within his heart. And then he will be able to speak to God face to face. In this manner, then when you summon me, I will answer. Or let me speak, and you reply. Job is a person full of courage. He dared to request such a thing from God. How many wrongs and sins have I committed? Show me my offense and my sin. This is the first thing Job would like to know from God. Why do you hide your face and consider me your enemy? Because he feels that God does not talk to him, but God laid his hand on him. Will you torment a wind-blown leaf? Will you chase after dry shaft? These are the questions he asked God. It's useless. He has no meaning at all. Why do you treat me in this manner? For you write down bitter things against me and make me inherit the sins of my youth. It looks like Paul has counted all the bitter sufferings he has from since he was young.
I remember when
I was young, when we did committed some wrong, my parents would say, we will write it down, we will put it in our mind, and we will punish you when the time comes.
If
the next time you do the same thing, then the punishment will be double, because we will punish you for this time as well. And this is what Job reminded himself of. For you write down bitter things against me and make me inherit the sins of my youth. This is how what he felt like. You fasten my feet in shackles. You keep close watch on all my
paths.
By putting marks on the soles of my feet, so man weighs away like something rotten, like a garment eaten by a moth. This is what he tells God. Look at how pitiful I am now. This is Job's cry in God's presence. To see if God would show compassion on him. So continue in verse 14. These are the words of Job toward God. He talked about man and this life. It is of only a few days. And he feels that it's such a short amount of time that we are in this world. And this is one has determined by the Lord. So what it said is, the days are so short, why are you so serious toward me? My days will pass by very quickly. Please give me an easy time. This is his plea toward God. This is from verse 1 to 6. That's the intention behind these things. Starting from the second portion, at least there is hope for a tree if it cut down and will sprout again. And its new shoots will not fail. Verse
7.
Its roots may grow old in the ground and its stump die in the soil. At the scent of water, it will bud and put forth shoots like a plant. The man dies and is laid low. So please don't be so serious toward me. Because he feels like he has been shackled, all the bitter things was written down against him, and he was being closely watched. So from verse 7 to 12. For the tree, even as it appears that it's dying, but once it has the scent of water, it will build up again. But man, once it dies, it breathes its last breath and it's no more. Verse 13 on
the
This is wish. If only you would hide me in the grave and conceal me until your anger has passed. And it would be great if this were to happen. But now that he is not hidden and the wrath of God has befallen upon him. And may you set up a day for me and then remember me. This is his plea toward God. If a man dies, will he live again? All the days of my hard service, I will wait for my renewal to come. This is asking God to set him up for a time so that he can be relieved of his sufferings. You will call and I will answer you. You will long for the creature your hand have made. And it's expressing that the God should have love for Job. Now God has an intimate relationship with Job. Surely when you will count my step, but not keep track of my sin. It feels like every step that I take, it will be audited. My offense will be sealed up in a bag you will cover over my sin. That means that God no longer overlooks his offenses and they will be remembered and be sealed up in a bag. And if Job had to carry these sins himself, he could not bear them all by himself.
这样的话他会承受不起。
And continue, he says, it's like a mountain rolls and crumbles.
像山就搬下来，山承受不起，搬下来就会。
Because it is too heavy for it, even the mountain would crumble down to the ground. Even as a rock is moved from its place. So continually describing if man has to hold up and to carry all his own wrongdoings,then this man would not be able to survive. So in verse
23,
if his sons are honored, he does not know it. If they are brought low, he does not see it. He feels for the pain of his own body and mourns only for himself.
约伯也在神面前陈述他从心里头的所想也想说的，以及他现在表明身上所承受的这苦难的多么的痛苦。
So what Job is trying to express here, how he's suffering mentally and also physically as well.
其实他跟神的感情啊是很深厚。
So he's trying to say as well that he had a very good relationship with God. And then in chapter 15, the Temanites, that Eliphaz has again say something. And the second time when he spoke with a stricter tone.Would a wise man answer with empty notions? Or fill his belly with a hot east wind? Would he argue with useless words, with speeches that have no value? This is what he thought about what Job had said.
约伯说的这些智慧话都是虚空的知识，都是像东风一样无意的话。
He thought what Job have said are worthless things, are empty notions, are like the hot east wind without effect.
没有办法明白约伯所说，不能接受约伯所说。
He could not see value in what Job has said.
他论为他认为第四节是这样。
So this is what he regarded what Job is in verse
4.
This is his judgment on Job. According to what Job has said, he would like to put a judgment on him. But you even undermine piety and hinder devotion to God that you no longer honor God. And you no longer honor God before God. Your sins prompt your mouth and you adapt the tongue of the crafty.Your own mouth condemns you, not mine. Your own lips testify against you. So Eliphaz thought that Job no longer honored God and has no devotion toward God anymore.He thought that Job is speaking like a wicked man who does not honor God at all. And he thought what Job said has condemned himself.
So
And continually, he criticized Job as a person who is not fervent at all. They perceive Job as a person who is full of himself. Are you the first man ever born? Or you brought forth before the hills? Do you listen in on God's counsel? Do you limit wisdom to yourself? What do you know that we do not know? What insights do you have that we do not have? The gray-haired and the aged are on our side, men even older than your father. So he used these words to rebuke Job, thus to let him know that he should not have said those things. Verse
11.
Are God's consultations not enough for you, or spoken gently to you? Why has your heart carried you away, and why do you, your eyes, flash? So that you will go against God. And pour out such words from your mouth. Here, Eliphaz says God has comforted Job with gentle words. So what he's saying is that the word that he has spoken is God speaking through him with gentle words. But if we look at what Eliphaz has said, can we feel the gentleness of God in his words? We cannot feel it. Not just Job, of course Job could not feel it. But Eliphaz, he thought himself that what he spoke is with the gentleness of God. But Job was not able to receive this kind of encouragement, consultation. So he's saying that he's rich against God. So Eliphaz, he spoke on behalf of God. So starting in verse 14, what is man? That he could be pure, or one born of a woman, that he could be righteous. He said it again, if God places no trust in his holy ones, if even the heavens are not pure in his eyes, how much less man who is vile and corrupt, who drinks up evil like water. This is his perception of God, returned to the original statement that he has made about God. This God that he described here is very different from the one that Job knew to himself.
17节, 他要主持,
so in 17, he would like to, verse 17, he would like to give Job an instruction.
责备以后,
after he has rebuked Job, he would like to instruct him.
说我主持你, 你要听, 我要诉说所看见的,
listen to me and I will explain to you, let me tell you what I have seen.
所以下面呢, 他所观察到, 这个以利法, 他所观察到的一些事情,
so the next portion is what he tells Job, what he has observed himself. And the things he has observed are more negative in nature. Eliphaz, he put great emphasis on the punishment of God.
神怎么对付恶人?
How does God punish those who are wicked?
因为他看到这愚昧人啊, 花达了什么, 他就做了, 这个不应该不有人做,
When he sees the wicked, when he sees the fools become prosperous, he curses them. This is the type of person Eliphaz is. He is more righteous himself than God is. Whatever he sees that is not good, then he would like to put judgment and to curse. So if we continue to read the next portion, we would even be afraid of what he's saying. Very much like Pharisees. This is what Pharisees are like. They show no compassion to a man. They emphasize only on judgment. Whatever they see, they would like to rebuke. Why did you not wash your hand before you partake the meal? Even they would like to criticize Lord Jesus to show that Lord Jesus is a sinner. And this is very much like Eliphaz, what he's doing here. So the next portion is what he was trying to judge, put judgment on Job. The righteous judgment of God. We don't have much time, so we just quickly skim through it. We'll continue to the reply of Job. The reply of Job in chapter
16.
I have heard many things like these. Miserable comforts are you all. Eliphaz, he does not know how to consult or to comfort others. He thought what he said was had bring comfort to people. But these are actually miserable comforters. It brings trouble to the person who heard it. And the long-winded speech never ends.
有什么话惹动你为难?
What ails you that you keep on arguing? Because Job was speaking to God directly. God has not yet replied. Why do you try to speak on behalf of God? These type of people, they like to speak on behalf of God. Even before God spoke, they like to speak. Sometimes we might fall into the same category. We would like to stand on God's behalf and we like to rebuke others. Much like Eliphaz. So Job, we give him this question. I can also make fine speeches against you. If you fall into the same type of troubles as I am today, I can still bring up arguments and judgments upon you. It is very easy for me to do. I can shake my head at you and it's very easily done. But I will not do so. Verse
5.
But my mouth would encourage you. Comfort from my lips would bring you relief. I would not do likewise. The things that you're doing right now, I can do much better. But what is the most more difficult thing to do? The true encourager, true comforter, know how to encourage people with his mouth and comfort with their lips. And this is what Job has been doing all along. It is the major difference that he has with his three friends. So next, he would like to make himself more clear. What are you doing here trying to comfort me, but you are miserable in comforting me? Rather, you brought me troubles. Yet if I speak, my pain is not received, and if I refrain, it does not go away. Because they continue to tell him to be silent, as if he were to speak, he would have sinned. So when I speak, my pain is not relieved, and if I refrain, the trouble does not go away as well. It does not make any sense at all. Surely, O God, have worn me out. You have devastated my entire household. He is living in a very pitiful situation. You have bound me, and it has become a witness. My gruntness rise up and testify against me. They are testifying as if Job has committed something very serious against God. Men open their mouth to jeer at me, they strike my cheek in scorn and unite together against me. Job is such a lonely and pitiful person. They strike my cheek and unite together against me. God has turned me over to the evil man, throwing me into the clutches of wicked. And he's trying to say that the three friends treat him likewise, these evil men. And he realized these are the arrangement of God. He shattered me and he seized me by the neck and crushed me. He has made me his target. His archers surround me without pity. He pierced my kidneys and spill my gall on the ground. Again and again he bursts upon me. He rushes at me like a warrior. And it is to describe the suffering that he is experiencing. So in 16 he says, my face is red with weeping. This is talking about his real situation. Deep shadow rain my eyes. His eyes are all black. Yet my hands have been free of violence and my prayer is pure. This is what Job is like. So in his sufferings, he continued to hold up his purity. So his prayer continued to be pure. It's just trying to tell God about his mistreatments. And at the end, let's look at his plea. Oh earth, do not cover my blood. May my cry never be laid to rest. Even now my witness is in heaven. My advocate is on high. He's saying his witness is in heaven. It is the witness of God. From the first two chapters, we see the witness of God. My advocate is on high. He's hoping to have a mediator or the advocate between him and God. And in his heart, he longed for this advocate. He knew this. That this advocate will save him. This is something that he looked up to. But my intercessors is my friend. As my eyes pour out tears to God. He's very beautiful. His friend treat me with scorn so that he could only cry to God. On behalf of man, he plead with God as a man pleads for his friend. Because he knows for sure God will not misjudge him. Only God knew him with in his heart. All three of his friends does not know him at all. So it's useless, it's worthless effort to try to argue with his friends. But if he can make his plea with God like a man pleads for his friend, then it will be much easier for him. So he's asked God to show him this advocate. Or else only a little years will pass before I go on the journey of return, of no return. So he cried out to heaven and to earth. This is Job praying in his spirit. So let's continue with 17. This is his cry from within his spirit. My spirit is broken, my days are cut short. The grave awaits me. Surely mockers surround me, my eyes must dwell on their hostility. This is what he feels like at this time. So he prayed to God. Give me, O God, the pledge you demand. Who else will put up security for me? If God can put up a security for him, much like a friend does for his friends, God, Lord Jesus Christ, is our advocate. It is our good friend. He called us friend. There is nothing that we cannot discuss with him. So we are very fortunate today that we don't have to plead like Job is doing here. If there is anything that you want to tell God, you can just tell it to Lord Jesus. And that's why Job is saying, Lord, please be my mediator. Then I can speak to you like a man speaking with his friend. There is no one else who would put up security for me other than you. Let's take a look at verse 4. You have closed their minds to understanding, therefore you will not let them triumph.
Job
Joel has come to understanding that why his three friends would not understand him. It is because God has closed their understanding. That's why they have mistreated Job in this manner. Job understands the will of God, that's why he does not judge his friends. God has made me a byword to everyone, a man in whose face people spit. My eyes have grown dim with grief, my whole fame is but a
shadow.
If a man whose friend, who is with some other people, but he denounces friends for reward, it is such a great sin that he has committed. Something that a man cannot bear is the backstab from his very good friend. The friends in the world is not someone we can really rely on. There is only one friend that we can truly rely on. That is our Lord Jesus. So Lord Jesus said, there is no greater love than this, that a man would give up his own life for his friend. A true friendship will allow this person to be willing to give up his life for his friend. If a man denounces his friend for reward, then his sin will be very great.
And
it would help us understand our good friend, that is Lord Jesus. That is not denounce our friend. Because Lord Jesus will not depart from us. And we have to be loyal to our God. And Job is a good friend to the Lord. And if we look at verse 6,
他说神使我做了林中的笑谈，他们也吐唾沫在我的脸上。
God has made me a byword to everyone, a man in whose face people spit.
我的眼睛因为忧愁昏花，我的白体好像。My
eyes have grown dim with grief, my whole frame is but a shadow.
正直人呢因此必荆棘，无辜的人呢要兴起攻击，不荆棘是悖。Upright
men are appealed at this, the innocent are arose against the ungodly.
然而义人要持守所行的道，守节的人要力上加力。Nevertheless,
the righteous will hold to their ways, and those with clean hands will grow stronger.
约伯在对神还是很有信心的。So
Job is still full of faith toward God's mercy.
那么第十节说，至于你们众人可以来再来辩论。But
come on, all of you, try it again.
你们中间呢，我找不着一个智慧。
I will not find a wise man among you. He could not find a wise man. There is not one who could argue with him. My days have passed, my plans are shattered, and so are the desires of my heart. All these things will pass by very fast. And then I'll rest in the graves. This is the reply of Job. So on this chapter, we can see that the hope of Job is to have a mediator between him and God so that he can speak to God directly. He has given up his hope on his friends.
接下来我们看十八章。
So if we continue with chapter 18.
这个苏亚人比勒达就接着回答。
So then Bildad, the Shuhite, replied.
他说你心所言你要到几时呢？你可以揣摩思想，然后我们就说话。
When will you end these speeches? Be sensible, and then we can talk.
这比勒达呢，认为说约伯所说的话。
Bildad has made a comment on what Job has said.
都是好像找一些话来掩盖。
He felt Job just finding speaking these things, these speeches he found to cover up his own.
所以他说你可以揣摩思想，然后呢，我们就说话。
So he says, be sensible, and then we can talk.
那他说我们为何算你畜生，在你眼中看作污秽呢？
Why are we regarded as cattle and considered stupid in your sight?
你这恼怒将自己撕裂，难道大地为你见气，磐石挪开原处吗？
You who tear yourself to pieces in your anger, is the earth to be abundant for your sake, or must the rock be moved from their places?
这是接续前面的利亚所说的。
Continue on what Eliphaz has said.
他认为，这三个朋友好像被约伯给这个侮辱了啊。
He feels like Job has spoke of them wrongly.
在他看好像是畜生啊，无知的人呢。
That they are regarded as cattle, as someone that is not wise at all in Job's sight.
所以他要再次来申辩。
So he would like to say something for himself. He would like to proclaim the righteousness of God. He would like to put emphasis on the revenge God has on the wicked. He would like to speak on what happens to the wicked one. Because they assume that Job has sinned and as a, it is a sinner.
前面利瓦说已经敬虔离开你了，虔诚的心也已经离开了。
Eliphaz said that Job is no longer honoring God in his presence.
所以下面就讲恶人。
So in the following, he's speaking about the wicked man.
恶人的亮光必要熄灭，他的火焰。
The lamp of the wicked is not out. The flame of his fire stops burning.
So, this 段里面下面所讲的每一节都是在反复说明这个事情。
And the next portion is continue speaking of the same thing.
我们逐渐大家一起练下去就会知道，就是说明这个意思。
And if we have time, we can just read it through, and we'll see that this is what he is trying to say.
然后最后就看最后。
Let's take a look at the last verse.
不义的人呢，住处总是这样啊，死人呢，不认识神之人的地步。
Surely such is the dwelling of an evil man. Such is the place of one who knows not God.
所以这一段就是在说明，这个恶人就是不义的人啊，就是不认识神的人，他们就是他结局报应就是这样。
So it is saying the wicked, the unrighteous, this is what happened to.To them, this is their ending. So he is talking about vengeance.
对一个遭遇苦难需要安慰的人讲报应，这个是在开错药。
For a person who is hard pressed, who is suffering in his trials, and by telling him about vengeance of God, it is giving him the wrong medicine.
会让约伯真的受不了的。
And it's bringing a lot of grief to Job.
他受苦难灾难到的时候，他还承受得了。现在被这三个朋友这样连环攻击哦，真的他受不了。
In his suffering of the toil torment, he can still bear it. But now that his friend bring more suffering to him that he cannot bear.
看书走起。
Let's take a look at verse chapter 19.
这个约伯问的。
So Job replied.
说你们搅扰我的心了，用言语压碎我。 要到几时呢？
How long will you torment me and crush me with words?
我真的受不了。
Job can no longer bear it no more.
肉体的这个痛苦啊，还可以忍受，那瓦片来刮一刮。哦，现在这个心被压碎了，焦了，这真的是很难承受。
He can endure the physical sufferings, but now that they are tormenting him, his heart, with words that he cannot bear.
第三节说，你们就十次羞辱我，你们不待我，也不以为耻。
10 times now you have reproached me, shamelessly you attack me.
耶伯真的受不了了。
Job can bear it no more.
所以他说这个话。
So that's why he said these things.
你怎么不感觉到羞耻呢？
How come you feel no shame?
你们安慰人怎么变成这样子？把我把人压碎了。
You come here to try to relieve me of my trouble, but now you are here to crush me.
一次、两次、三次、十次，哦，不得了啊！对。
For 10 times you have reproached me.
所以耶伯说，果真我有错，我这个错跟是在我吗？跟你们什么相干啊？
Even if it's true that I have gone astray, my error remains my concern alone. I have nothing to do with you. You don't have to be so serious. You don't have to pronounce judgment right away. But it is the nature of man that would like to judge others.
6节
Verse 5
说你们果然要向我夸大，以我的羞辱为证，指责我吗
？If indeed you would exalt yourself of me and use my humiliation against me，
耶伯要警告他。
So Job is trying to give them a warning。
说就该知道是神请我用网罗围绕。
They know that God has wronged me and drawn his net around me。
你们不要随便问。
Do not humiliate me. It is to give them another warning. If this event is from it's the doing of God's hand, then do not put too much judgment about it. Sometimes we might like to speak on God's behalf, but it's not something wise to do.It is something we have to learn from. So Job reminded his friends. Let's take a look at verse 7. This is what he's saying. Though I cry, I've been wronged, I got no response. Though I call for help, there is no justice.This is his suffering. He has blocked my way so I cannot pass. So he shrouded my path in darkness. So my path are full of darkness. He stripped me of my honor and removed the crown from my head.He tears me down on every side till I am gone.
将我的指望好像树拔出来。
He uproots my hope like a tree.
他的愤怒向我发作，以我为敌人。
His anger burns against me. He counts me among his enemies.
他的军旅一起上来，修筑战路攻击我，在我帐篷的四围安营。
His troops advance in force. They build a siege ramp against me and encamp around my tent. This is like describing what happened in chapter 1. Before, God is helping him, protecting him around his size.And now God is doing the opposite to him. That God has blocked his way and continued to press him on all sides. so that he would not be able to escape.
什么退路,
he has no way out at all.
这是形容他现在,
受的就是说, So he is describing how he was receiving blessing from the Lord, but now he is receiving wrath from God.
诗歌呢,这样的情况呢,是形容出来,
and he sings this out in a poem that he has made.
那就下面这一段,
so for the next portion,
说他把我的弟兄隔在远处,
he has alienated my brothers from me, my acquaintance are completely estranged from me.
这些啊, 都隔绝了,
so these help has been
亲戚,
blocked.
亲戚也跟他断绝了, 密友也忘记他,
my kinsmen have gone away, my friends have forgotten me.
假如在我家里寄居的和我的使女都与我为外人啊,
my guests and my maid servants count me as a stranger.
我在他们眼中被看作外邦人,
they look upon me as an alien.
哦,顾问仆人呢,他用火求他,他却不理,
I summon my servant, but he does not answer, though I beg him with my own mouth.
哦,这个就是他目前的这个情况。
This is his own situation at this time.
真的是很孤独的,
he is such a pitiful, lonely person.
一个人会感受到孤独,无助,
So now that he has no help at all from anyone around him.
啊,接下来说,
my breath is offensive to my wife.
最近一点,妻子离开,因为他错了。Even
the person that's most intimate with him, because he has a bad odor around his body.
所以我的感觉我的同胞也争行,
so I am loathsome to my own brothers.
连小孩子都藐视,
even the little boys scorn me.
我就起来他们就嘲笑,
when I appear, they ridicule me.
我的密友也憎恶,
all my intimate friends detest me.
我跟所爱的人向我翻脸,
those I love have turned against me.
我的皮肉都贴在骨头,
and I'm nothing but skin and bones.
我只剩下牙, 这个牙皮呀,
I have escaped with only the skin of my teeth.
这么可怜你看,
so how pitiful he is.
我的朋友啊, 可怜我, 可怜我。
And that's why he said, have pity on me, my friends.
因为神的手攻击,
have pity, for the hand of God has struck me.
那你们为什么恍惚神逼迫我吃我的肉呢?
Why do you pursue me?
还以为不足呢?
As God does, will you never get enough of my flesh?
已经说到最深处,
so he has talked to his, from the bottom of his heart.
我是这样可怜的,
this is how pitiful I am.
那你们为什么还不可怜我?
Why do you not have pity on me?
那我受这些苦, 这个是出于神的手,
and the suffering I have is from the hand of God.
那你们为什么还要在 像不像神一样,在家,这个好像说,我已经用到井里头去,快淹死了,你们还要丢石头呢?
And why do you continue to oppress me, even though I'm in such a situation, it's like if I am fall into a well, and you throw rock at me.
我已经神已经让我这样子痛苦了,你们还要吃我的肉?
God has already afflicted me heavily, why do you pursue? I continue to get my flesh.
还以为不足呢,还要再来扰乱,让我心里,我真的受不了。
Will you never get enough of my flesh?
好,所以你看最后这一段,我看这一段,真的是约伯的心肠胃腑啊。
So this is from the bottom of Job's heart.
看完这一段再来休息。
So let's take a look at this last portion.
说,唯愿我的言语啊,现在写上。
Verse 23, oh, that my words were recorded, that they were written on a scroll,
用铁笔啊,尖刻,
that they were inscribed with an iron tool on lead, or engraved in rock forever.
这个是约伯, 他希望这些话都留下来,
So he hoped that his words can be recorded for us as a testament. All the sufferings that he had endured through. Verse 25. The hope that he has.
我知道我的救赎主活着末了必站立在地上。
I know that my Redeemer lives and that in the end he will stand upon the earth.
就是你看被逼到最后这个灵里头啊对认识就跑到救赎主的面前来。
So at the end, when he could not bear, he could bear no more, he came to his Redeemer. When a person has no way out, then there is only one hope remains, that is his Redeemer, his Savior. Because he has his reverence to our God, so he knows that his Redeemer lives. That in the end, he will stand upon the earth. This is Christ's second coming.
26.
And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. Yet in my flesh I will see God. So in his reply, we can see that he has a full understanding of what's happening. I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. This is the hope of Joel within his heart. And this is something that he has seen with his faith. That one day he will see God with his own eyes. With his own eyes, he will see God face to face. Like a son beholds his father, not as a stranger. How my heart yearns within me.
所以在这样的一个绝望，我心肠在我里面消灭，就是绝望的意思。
So that means he's almost hopeless.
对世上的一切都绝望了。
He has lost any hope that he has in this world.
对天上的盼望就清楚。
So there's only one thing that's very clear to him, that is the hope he has toward heaven. So this is what we see from Job.
所以
So everything in the world will pass.
但是呢，这个在神里面的这个盼望是永远，那个时候才更清楚。But
the hope that you have in the Lord is forever, and is something will become very clear.
所以保罗也说呢，他怎么说呢？
So this is what Job Paul says.
说今天因为我们在基督里面有这个盼望。We
have this hope in Christ today.
所以呢，我们的肉体虽然毁坏，不伤感。
So even though our flesh body deteriorates, but we do not lose hope.
因为我们内心的这个盼望，一天比一天新。Because
the hope that we have within our heart is renewed day by day.
这个就是约伯这个盼望。
It is much like the hope that Job has.
看28节。
Take a look at verse 28.
对，那朋友说，你们若说我们逼迫他。
If you say how we will hold him, since the root of the trouble lies in him, you should fear the sword yourselves, with wrath will bring punishment by the sword, and then you will know that there is judgment. Is to give them warning, to remind them, if you hard press me as if you are standing on God's behalf, then you will arouse the anger of God. And you should be fearful for the punishment that will come about. Because there will be punishments. This is warning. And at the end, it truly came. God truly comes and will punish the three of them. Let's take a break.